The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dream. I'm a traveler of all time and space. To be where I have been. Sit with elders of the gentle race. This world is seldom seen. Talk of days for which they sit and wait.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Boating with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine. I am Eric Wolf. I am the owner and operator of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. In my opinion, probably the nicest marina on the St. Croix River. We will be open this weekend. It is Memorial Weekend here. We have high water. It sounds like the river will be in no wake for up until probably middle of next week. However, don't let that stop you. I think the river is going to be a great place to be. It's supposed to be a decent weekend. Take your time, look around, and enjoy a peaceful, no wake river this weekend. And I have off to my port side here, I have John Tetzlaff.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, or if you're not tuning in when it's coming on live tomorrow, you can definitely hit that on-demand button anytime to hear any of our shows. But, I'm John Tetzlaff with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, and our website's tetzlaffyachtsales.com. You can see the Facebook page. You can go to our website. And as Eric said, I'm working all weekend. In fact, I just got off a heck of a deal. I just sold a 2004 40-foot Meridian. Boy, those boats are sweet. They handle so nicely. It's got a bow and stern thruster on it, but you know what? You don't need it.
No.
That thing is sweet. but anyway, like Eric said, the river is open. You just can't create a wake. Just take your time. Nothing wrong with that. Enjoy the river, like Eric said, and then we go from there. And you know, we've got another great guest on, and I always like it when Eric is always here, and you know, he knows more in his thumb than I know completely about boating. And now I've got another guy sitting next to me that is the same. Compared to these two guys, I'm a little baby. Anyway, we've got Captain Ruby, and Captain Ruby is a professional captain. This guy gets out there and he'll move your boat for you. He'll bring it from point A to point B. He's done the loop. He's been all over and has some fantastic and great background. So I'm going to introduce you to Captain Ruby, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself.
Yes, hello, and thank you all for listening. I've been in boating for all my life. I love it. Wouldn't do anything else. I live underwater right now on my boat, and it's a lot of fun.
What kind of boat do you have right now?
I have a 39-foot mainship trawler.
Nice,
Single diesel.
Okay. Yep. And is that the boat that you've had for a while? And
I've had this boat since 07, and I took it on the loop twice, so that's over 15,000 miles just in those two trips.
That's nothing less than amazing to me. I know that's kind of been on my bucket list for sure, is to someday attempt the Great Loop. Whatever brought you to the desire to do that?
Well, I grew up on the East Coast, so I've been boating in salt water, and I really enjoy salt water, and it's very hard to find that around here.
So yeah, you got that.
You go where you want to be.
Oh, I understand that. Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences? Where did you start this Great Loop?
Well, both of my loops started in Afton, from Afton Marina, and I headed down St. Croix to Mississippi, and I turned up the Ohio and pick up the Tennessee, then into the 10 Tom, and then out into the Gulf at Mobile. And then after that, it's all salt water, good cruising, good open water if you want it. You can stay inside on in the coastal waterway if you prefer.
Well, and when you say 10 Tom, where is that, what state is the 10 Tom where you catch it?
That's a good question. I've always done it by water myself.
Yeah, right.
And I couldn't tell you what state it actually starts in, but it does run through Tennessee.
Right, a little bit of Tennessee, Alabama, and it swings into Mississippi a little bit as it winds down.
Okay, and when you're doing the loop, I mean, obviously there's a lot of, you know, you're on the Great Lakes, you're on the river system. How much of it is it 50-50 where you're on the ocean versus the river system and lake system, do you think?
Well, you don't have to be in open water if you don't want to be. You can take the intercoastal waterway canals and Great Lakes along. There is one place, it's about 160 miles from Carabella, Florida on the Panhandle. If you go counterclockwise, which most people do, and you can pull into Tarpon or St. Petersburg. And for a trawler, that's a 16 or 20-hour trip. On a faster boat, clearly it wouldn't be that much.
Yeah, what type of planning goes into doing a trip like this? It's got to be tremendous planning.
You're not going to wake up some morning and say, honey, we're going to do the Great Loop, pack an extra shirt.
You know, I believe some people have done it that way.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, some of the people I've run into. But the planning is quite intense, and it can go on for a long time. You don't really need much more than a good guidebook, some charts, electronics if you choose, and a depth sounder. Have a depth sounder. There's lots of shallow water around. But daily planning for me is a big part of it, because when you're running down a river system and you're depending upon locks, you need to know where you're going to end up. There's a rule of thumb, know where you're going to be by 4:30.
Okay.
And I always thought that so that would be before dark, but I found out it's so you don't miss happy hour.
All right, this guy is right on with us, I think.
He sounds like a boater to me.
Yeah, he sure does. And I have a question. You mentioned you have a single diesel in your boat.
Yes.
And the question I get a lot when I'm talking to people that want to do the loop, they said, you know, we have to have a diesel and we have to have a twin. And we don't want to do gas. What's your thought on that?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's brought up all the time. People say, what's the best boat to take on the loop? And the general answer is the boat you have. Go with the boat you have, the boat you know how it handles, you know how it runs. Upgrading is always okay. Nobody's, you know, I'm sure somebody around here will gladly sell you a better boat.
Yeah, there might be
bigger
somebody.
Boat, but so I really prefer diesel because of the range. There's one stretch from St. Louis to up on the Tennessee River or the Cumberland River, either one, take your pick. That is almost 250 miles. And so you have to have enough range. A lot of gas boats don't have that kind of range, so a lot of people carry extra fuel.
So, and when you're doing this, what's a typical speed for you in, say, miles per hour? I think more people relate to that.
Well, actually, I prefer to run in miles per hour also, because the river systems, the intercoastal waterway, are all labeled in miles. So it's an easy cross, miles to time, instead of converting from knots.
Yeah, an average speed. Okay, that all depends, I guess, on water conditions and weather and all kinds of stuff.
And the boat. The sweet spot on my boat is 8.5 miles an hour. And that's the sweet spot. That's just at hull speed. It's the best fuel efficiency. Gives me good, excellent range, so I don't have any problem there. So you go with what you know, and you cruise at a speed that you're comfortable with. And what the crew is comfortable with. Some crew is in a hurry. Some aren't so much.
Some might be hanging out the side a little bit to get rid of their dinner, or the other ones are making dinner and eating more.
And I'd like to make a little point on that, too, because I have done a few deliveries myself, mostly larger vessels, and they're all passenger vessels. And that average speed, you have to take in mind, there is a sweet spot. There's no doubt about that. But it all depends upon where you're at, what your currents are, what your headwinds are, and all that. So, you know, miles per hour, you can go by that. But normally we would go by our RPMs on the boat. And whatever your RPM, your sweet spot in the RPM, that could drastically change your speed as you were going. There were spots, honest to God, where I was going north with some of these boats, especially the river boats that were... They were paddle driven. We would take a whole shift, and you would see the bridge ahead of you, and typically that's where the water would narrow up, or the river would narrow up, and you'd have heavy current. And you would see the bridge ahead of you, maybe a mile or so, and at the end of your shift, you know, your 8-hour shift, you look behind you and you can still see that same bridge.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And there's other times where you're going through the bigger water where it's a little calmer, less current, where you could really make some time. So, you know, miles per hour is one thing, but we always went by the sweet spot in RPMs.
It's always a good idea to save a little speed and a little bit of fuel for when you really need it, in case something happens, if you got to outrun a storm or get into some protected area.
Yeah, and if you're on that boat and you're you know, you see that bridge for a long time before and after, you're still on a boat.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You're still on a boat, so you've got that going for you all
and
the
then,
time.
As far as when you were doing this great loop, you really have to choose your crew well. I mean, you're going to be on this boat. How long did it take you?
Well, the first time I did the loop, I did it by myself. And that worked out pretty good. Well, the best part of that is you win all the arguments.
But you are the captain and crew.
Yeah, but the worst part is when something goes wrong, you have nobody to blame it on.
Yeah.
So that was a good experience. The second time I had crew for the whole trip, and that worked out okay. You want to go with somebody who you enjoy being with, because no matter what the size of the boat is, it can be confining.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the longest delivery I ever was on was 21 days. We probably had a crew of maybe six, if I remember right. And even at the best of friends, I mean, it can get really intense at time. You know, you get the pressures, lack of sleep. And like I said, you really have to have a good crew in order to do it. That was going to be my next question to you was, is it possible to do it by yourself? And obviously it is.
Yes, it is. There was a fellow who was doing a loop by himself also, but he was in a 15-foot sailboat with no mast.
Wow.
A little tiny cuddy cabin when once you got in it, you couldn't change your mind.
That's crazy.
So he was having a lot of fun by himself, but I ran with him a little bit. Of course, we ran at different speeds.
You know, and I've seen people do it in Gibson houseboats. Have you seen those guys going by you?
I have not, and I think that would be a great way to go down a river. I'm not so sure if I'd want to be out in a
tough
out in a Gulf or.
But I've heard people are doing it. But
I don't think I'd take it to the Bahamas.
I don't think I would either. No.
And I can have a little side note on something similar to that. We crossed the Gulf. With the original Jubilee, it was a paddle-driven boat.
Is that the one that I just sold?
No.
Is it a different one?
Okay. This is a different one.
A while ago.
But it was a riverboat and paddle-driven, and towards the Mobile area, and we're going north there. As I was looking out the side window, the waves were actually higher than the side windows by about 3 foot.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you would ride up and over it, but that's a little hairy. You have that uneasy feeling as you're looking out this side window, and there's water that's actually 3 feet higher than the window you're looking out of. And we didn't have far to go in those conditions, but nevertheless, it's something that you have to be aware of. The weather conditions is probably one of the bigger things that you really have to be aware of.
Yes, that's true. You're going to get caught. Everybody gets caught at least once.
Oh, yeah,
You just ride it out. The boat, the crew comes up. The crew always comes apart before the boat does.
And just to remind everybody that just tuned in, we are at the fantastic studios here in downtown Stillwater, KLBB. This is it. And we have another fantastic guest, if you just tuned in, Captain Ruby. And Captain Ruby is a captain that you can hire to move your boat from point A to point B. He's done the loop. This guy has got a load of knowledge. He would probably be available to talk to some folks if they're interested in doing whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why don't we throw your information out there and how to contact you? You know, maybe phone numbers or email addresses, however you think best to get a hold of you, in case we have some listeners out there that would be interested in either, delivery options or maybe just to even chat with you.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Eric. So Mystical Marine is the name of the company. MysticalMarine@gmail.com is the website, email. Phone number 612-432-3223. So besides delivery, I also do training on boat or on land.
That's
and
great.
A lot of trip planning.
That's great. That is good.
Helping people get used to and appreciating the water.
And I think we're coming down to the first part of our show here. And again, I am Eric Wolf. I am with Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. I can be reached at area code 651-439-2341. You can check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Throw me an email, info@wolfmarine.net.
And if you need a boat to put in that marina, that real nice, beautiful marina on the beautiful Stillwater River, you can contact John Tetzloff at Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're right at the right downtown Stillwater on the north end of Stillwater. And you can look at our website, TetzloffYachtSales.com, or contact us at 651-214-9463. And we will be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Welcome back, everybody, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. You just heard, again, I like to talk about it because I love that song. You just heard Kashmir on the intro music with Led Zeppelin. Let That Sun Beat Down Upon My Face. I think that's what every boater wants to have, is a beautiful blue sunny sky out there with a little bit of wind and just out there enjoying yourself. Anyway, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're right downtown Stillwater at the marina. We're on the north end of Stillwater. And we can be reached at 651-214-9463. Our website, which is a fantastic website, if I have to say so myself, is TetzloffYachtSales.com, and you can go there and look at all the boats that I have for sale. You see the prices, see specs, and then, you know, if you have any questions you want to take a look at them, definitely contact us, because I'll tell you what, I'm continuing to have the greatest spring that I've ever had. The boats are just going. I'm so busy, but I'm very happy about it. And on my starboard side, a guy that knows way more about boating than me do is Eric Wolf.
I might know a little bit about boating, but I don't know anything about selling boats. So I am Eric Wolf. I am the owner-operator of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 90 and 95 and 96. That's by land. I think we're at mile marker, I think we're like 27 and a half, something like that. I should look that up to make sure, but by the St. Croix River. And yes, we do have slips available, so if you are looking to get your boat on the St. Croix River, give us a call at 651-439-2341. Send us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I think we have a few more questions here for Captain Ruby.
And Captain Ruby is a great guest, and we had asked to find someone that has done the loop and has some great captaining experience, and we found Captain Ruby, and here he is. Hello again.
Yes, thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you.
On sure.
The little bit that I've done compared to you, I'm sure you've done a lot more boating than I have, but on my routes, I have found some very interesting characters. You must have run into some really interesting folks on your routes.
Yes, you do. Part of the joy of doing the loop is where you stop and who you meet. And so if you can, go into town as often as you can, in small little towns, visit with the local people, stop in, see them, have a little dinner, a few drinks. Talk to these people. They're all in this thing. They're all in this to know what you're doing. People always ask me, aren't you afraid of pirates? And I said, the only pirates that are left are all behind the bars in Key West.
So
you don't have to worry about it much.
Exactly. When you travel through the Great Lake areas, is there two routes to take there?
There's many routes to take you. If you run up the Hudson River, you can go all the way up to St. Lawrence Seaway through Lake Champlain. You can turn and go on the Erie Canal. You can leave the Erie Canal on Oswego Canal and head over to Canada if you like, where you can go through the Trent Severn Waterway, North Channel in Georgian Bay. You can continue on Erie Canal, come out into Lake Erie, then do Lake Erie, Lake St. Clair, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, back to Chicago for the return if you're returning to the Midwest.
Now, you've taken the Great Loop twice. Did you do different routes each time?
Yes, I did. The first time I went through Canada, which is a great, it's beautiful, nice clear water, friendly people. You do need to clear in. There are some restrictions, and they do, on occasion, board your boat and see if you're telling them the truth of what you declare.
Yeah, and you'll have to have a passport. And as we were talking earlier off the air here, one thing you do not want to bring when you are going through Canada is a gun.
Yes, correct.
And off the record, so we say, flare guns are legal in Canada, and a flare gun will do and as much damage as a shotgun would. And like I said, you will be legal carrying that because it is a one of your safety items. So
that's correct, but be sure to declare it.
You must declare it, yes.
Yeah. And I have a question about all this, concern. I mean, when I talk to folks about the Great Loop who have never done it, as I have never done it, they're always concerned that they're going to run into, some bad people here and there. And all I've heard from people that have done the loop is that, you know what, it's completely the opposite of that.
That's true. That's true. People are always willing to help out, give you local knowledge, even lend you their car. It's happened to me many times.
You know, I've run into the same situation, especially on the Mississippi River. We've stopped at marinas, and if we needed supplies, people were so generous. It was unbelievable. And in the same situation, you've got a car here. If you need supplies, go ahead. There's a Walmart down the road or whatever. And we've had great experiences in that way also. When you're on this voyage, I think planning is everything. Now, did you usually stop at marinas at night, or?
No, I kind of try to use the rule of threes: anchor, marina, and free wall or restaurant dock.
Okay.
And it usually works out pretty well. Sometimes you just need to get into a marina though and get in a good shower and
recharge.
Recharge.
Yep.
And have some access to services or resupply.
Were there any times where you would actually pilot overnight? Would you continue overnight, or did you always take the nights off?
It's really a bad idea to run the river system in the night, because if you miss a marker and hit a wing dam, that's going to really put a dent in your trip. So I shy away from running nights in the river system. The Great Lakes or the Gulf or the ocean, you can run at night. The visibility is better. You can see other ships and cruising objects. But really, the joy is in the view of what you're doing, and so it's hard to do that at night. And then you lose a bit of the next day as you recover from being up all night.
Right, yep.
And is it hard to do the loop? I mean, a lot of people want to do it. A lot of people think it's just a job.
No, oh no, 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 no! It's an adventure.
That's what I thought.
It's a great experience. I would recommend it to everybody who could get away. A lot of people don't have the time in a line, so I've run into a lot of cruisers who will do a stretch and then have to go back home for work or family, and then come back and move the boat again.
Yeah, to me, this would be the pinnacle of your boating life, is to do the Great Loop. For me, I know it's going to be.
I think that's the ultimate goal for many people. Yeah, I mean, this is the Great Loop, when it comes down to it, it's, 1,500 miles or so longer than the longest river in the world, the Nile. What a great adventure that would be.
Yeah.
That's something I would love to try to be able to do that. What would one expect to have to, as far as cost, what would it cost me?
Well, I've got really good detail records on that, only I hate to look at them because it's not inexpensive.
Yeah, but neither is a vacation to Europe either.
That's right. So if you do it in 10 months, which is doable, you have to wait someplace. You have to wait out winter someplace. Which Florida's a good place for that, or the Bahamas.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's a rough place to have to spend the winter. And so it would cost $20,000 to $30,000 in a trawler.
Yeah, I mean, that's and you could, that's, you could put two people in and do it comfortably. I mean,
right.
Vacations are expensive, and
right.
that's a whole year. I mean, come
right.
on,
yeah.
That's to me, that's fairly reasonable. I know it's a tremendously large sum of money, but in the long run, for a 1 year vacation, I think you can't beat that.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, if anybody can do it, I think they should do it. I definitely am going to do it down the road here, and you know, I'm going to have, you know, like you said, do use the boat that you have, but I'll probably end up with something like you have, a trawler with a single, or maybe a twin in there. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, and on your voyage, did you follow an itinerary?
No, the worst thing you can have is a schedule. Absolutely.
I agree.
The worst
yep.
thing you can
yes.
have. Something's going to happen, it's going to throw you off. And this is a lot of people have conflict with that, because they want to meet family members or something in a particular place. And once you start doing that, you start to push. And if you're pushing, you have a tendency to make mistakes. And then it's going to bite you.
Tell me one of your really good stories. I mean, something that was amazing and you don't forget and you tell other people, if you have any. I'm sure you do.
Good stories are just
stories. One that we can keep on the air.
Yeah.
Here.
One of you can keep on the air. Okay, you get a kick out of this one. I'm crossing over to the Bahamas. I have a brand new fishing rod. Got a $20 lure. And I see the flying fish jumping out of the water. And I'm saying, okay, the bait fish are jumping. So I put this brand new lure, took it out of the box, put it off the back of the boat. We're pitching in 7 to 9 foot swells. I got the mate at the helm, and I hook something. And the rod bends, and the line's coming off the reel, and it's just singing. I said, oh, and I just actually, it really surprised me, because I'm not a very good fisherman. So I'm battling to bring this in, and I'm hollering at the crew. It says, slow down, turn, slow down. I need more time. I finally get it to the boat. It's a 3 pound coffee can.
Oh.
I hooked it on the lip and couldn't get a guy. I got it in the boat. That was my big catch.
Oh, that's hilarious!
And I hope you have a picture.
I hope nobody took a picture.
Well, now the word's out. You caught a heck of a coffee can.
Yeah,
that's one you don't want to put on the wall, right?
We've all been there.
I think
catching
you're right.
that goofy thing and thinking it's the fish.
Yep. But so those that are actually want to attempt this, is there one specific route you would recommend?
No, I would actually do your homework, find out what's along the way that you want to stop and see. Take some time off on shore if you think you want to go see something. Go to a battlefield or a historic monument, or if you want to go see Elvis's birththplace in Memphis. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Just find the time, make the time, and do it. It's something you won't regret.
No, and that's it's what an amazing trip that would be. Yeah, it's something, like I said, I'll say it again. That's something I would love to try someday.
Well, and I think
like
I said, everybody that I show, well, not everybody, but a lot of people I show boats to and sell boats to, they always talk about the loop. And, you know, I just don't have the great information. And I'm so glad that we were able to get you on. And then Eric has so much great information that he's done too. So like I said, I'm the guy sitting on the side sucking all this information in just like a sponge, because you guys have been there and I want to be there. Someday I will be there. So
Yeah. And I'm waiting for that special boat to come up that I can get for a steal of a deal and hopefully start to plan my retirement and think about that.
I think I saw one in your marina there. Yeah, maybe.
You have. And I still have one in college, so that kind of leaves me out for the time being. But I'm still a young person, and hopefully, you know, as I get a little older here, I should be able to afford something in the later part of my working career here and find something that I can do this voyage on.
And you know what? Looks like we're coming to the end of our show here. We really want to thank Captain Ruby for his knowledge and stories that he's talked to us about. And again, he gave you his information. And if you need his information, you can contact Eric or I at the office, his office or my office, anytime. We can get you in contact with Captain Ruby. He'd love to drive your boat for you and move it from here to there. I think even if you wanted to go out and maybe not drive the boat for a night, he'd probably be available to be the captain and be the sober driver there. So
Yes. Anyway,
John Tetzloff, TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463. We are the person that's going to sell you your next boat.
And I'm Eric Wolf Marine, 651-439-2341. Come see us this weekend.
We'll see you next time. Thank you, guys, everybody.
Thank you John, Eric.